Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is a very special bonus episode. Some of you know, especially if you listened to yesterday's Q&A where that question came in about it, that this past Thursday, I did a live training on consistency for the serial starter. Somebody who starts and starts and starts and starts, but never finishes. And I can relate to that because I was the person who was a really strong starter and had zero skills in finishing for most of my life. And I told people, and it's very true, it was a live event only. It was freaking amazing. We had thousands of people register, which is absolutely incredible. So many people are on live. There were so many questions. My husband was out of town, and so I had my mom come by. It was after Roman's bedtime, but I, you know, wanted somebody in the house in case he woke up. And I said, you know, it'll probably be an hour with 15 minutes for questions. I think I was out there for an hour and 45 minutes because there were just so many awesome questions and conversations. And, you know, part of the reason that I decided to have it be a live-only event when I normally do send out a replay is because I want people to feel very comfortable asking questions. And I think sometimes if they know it's going to be recorded and it's going to be shared, people don't do that. With that said, I also know that there are people who it was happening at 1 a.m. in their time zone, or it was happening smack in the middle of single mom bedtime, getting the kids down. And I got so many emails from people who were there on Thursday night saying, like, that was exactly what I needed. Thank you for doing it. And I was going back and forth with my girlfriend. Like, on the one hand, when I say there's no replay, it has to mean something, right? So I always, even when it's uncomfortable, even when people have really good reasons and I feel terrible, I have to stick by my word. Otherwise, my word means nothing. And at the same time, I don't want to limit the reach of this information. So what I want to do today is a couple of things. This is absolutely not going to be an hour and 45 minute podcast. I would probably lose my voice before then. I have been preparing for Monday, tomorrow's kickoff, which we'll talk more about in a few minutes. And I've been like recording and talking all day long. But I did want to touch on some of the teaching, specifically the big mistakes that people are making, keeping them from consistency, and how to unlearn some of those things. And I also wanted to put forth information. A lot of you guys have heard, especially if you've been keeping up with more recent episodes of the podcast, that for the last 6 months or so, I've been working on a new resource around consistency. I've actually been working on two new resources, but one of them is going to be starting tomorrow, Monday, and I want to share the information about that, even though there are only a couple of spots left, because I believe that somebody listening to this is going to really benefit from, you know, that last spot, those last couple of spots. So let's dive in. And when I was live on the webinar, I kind of gave a little bit of my backstory. I'm going to skip over a lot of that here. You can find it other places in the podcast, but I do want you to know this. I am far from a perfect human being, and I am always working to improve essentially every area of my life in some way, shape, or form. But one of the things that I really pride myself on is my ability to get consistent and stay consistent, but it wasn't always that way. And I share that with you because I used to look at people and be like, I don't know how they're wired that way. And I felt that in a number of things, like people who could leave dessert uneaten on their plate. I remember looking at them for the majority of my life and being like, I don't know how they do that. Like, I truly would be incredulous. Like, I don't have that in me, you know? And I felt that way about people with consistency for most of my life. Like, I'm just too distractible. I give in to temptation too easily. And if you knew me then, there are very few people who listen to this podcast who knew me then. I think my mom might be the only one. There might be a former boyfriend's mom out there who listens every once in a while who knows this. But if you knew me then, you would know that I was somebody who constantly pledged to start getting up early and never did. Somebody who pledged to lose a ton of weight over the summer or before XYZ and never did. Even in my work, I wasn't consistent. I had legit plans and aspirations to be. I really wanted it. It mattered to me. But I wasn't. And now I am. And even when I wasn't, I was trying, but I couldn't make it click. I feel like I tried everything and nothing worked for me. So a lot of what I share is from that journey of 30 years of struggle. Like, what were the pieces that finally changed this for me? But also the last 8 years of my experience working with clients and seeing some people that really still stay in the struggle. And other people who create an experience similar to mine where like, holy crap, I've struggled for decades and now I'm finally getting it. So what are those common elements? And I want you to know that some of the things that I used to say are things that you might be saying now that almost make you disqualify yourself from the potential for change, you know, like, I start over, but I never stick with it. And that used to convince me that I wouldn't stick with anything moving forward. And that's just not true. So if you're there now in this place of like, I start strong, I have no problem with that, but honest to God, I never finish anything. It doesn't have to be that way, even if it's been that way for a really long time. Or if you feel like you can get in a groove, but there's just something outside of your control that keeps throwing you off track. There are tools and there are strategies, and we're going to talk about them for still having those things happening in your life. They still happen in my life, but responding to them in a slightly different way that allows you to maintain consistency even when life is going crazy. Or one that I hear all the time and lived for a very long time is like, I can do well all day, but the weekends or the evenings. Train wreck city. And I try all these things and it seems like something happens when the sun sets or something happens when it turns from Friday to Saturday. Even if that has been you for a long time and you feel like you've tried everything, there are things that can shift. If you feel like there's just too many things competing for your time and attention, or you feel like you don't have support, or you feel like you failed so many times you doubt success is even possible, I have felt all those things. My most successful clients have felt many of those things. It doesn't mean that there's not a shift that is possible for you. It just means we have to do things a little differently. Or one of the big ones that got me for a really long time was I felt sometimes like I just didn't care. I knew that what I was doing wasn't going to help me lose weight. I knew that I was hitting snooze and breaking a promise to myself. And in that moment, I genuinely did not care. And often that can feel like a barrier that's too big to overcome because it's like, if I don't care, how can I possibly make an improvement? But you can. I want you to know you can. None of those are hurdles that are too tall to clear. Let's spend a few minutes talking about some of the biggest mistakes that I see people making when it comes to consistency. They want to be more consistent. They know what they need to do, but they're not executing. And one of them is biting off more than you can chew right now. When I say right now, that's probably the most important part because a lot of times we dismiss a small starting point because we're like, that's not enough to get me where I'm trying to go. But your capacity will change over time. I know you've heard me say it 100 million times, if not as many episodes as there are. I've probably said it that many times on this podcast that when I decided to shift away from this all or nothing pursuit of weight loss, I started with a smaller Chick-fil-A order at breakfast. I absolutely knew full well that just a smaller order at Chick-fil-A for breakfast was not going to help me lose 130 pounds, for sure. And there was a time in my life where I wouldn't have made that change for that reason. It's not enough. It's not enough. But the fact of the matter is, you don't stay where you start, ever. Right? You don't stay where you start. As long as you're continuing to try, your capacity grows, your desire grows, your readiness grows, all of these things change. So if you are judging the duration of your journey by the starting point, you're going to feel defeated. But one of the big mistakes people make is that they take on more than they can handle right now. Maybe they're looking to start where they ideally want to get to. That's what I did a lot of times with nutrition. I wanted to be the kind of person who ate clean very consistently. I really did. And some people can start there. But for me, with my background and my history of binge eating and overeating and all of those things, it was more than I could take on at the start. But I was looking at, you know, like I would look at something like the Whole 30 and I'd be like, I want to be the kind of person who lives that way. I love the idea of opening up my fridge and it's this like glorious cornucopia of healthy foods, and that's what I'm drawn to. But that didn't mean that I was prepared to start there. And yet I kept trying to force it, and it wasn't working for me at the start. Now, fast forward several years and I was doing a 7-day water fast. You know, I never would have imagined doing that. But where you start isn't where you stay. And so many people are struggling because their ego gets in the way. And it's like, well, if other people can do this, I can do this. Or they want to do it because it's going to drive faster results than a slower start. But at some point, we have to unlearn that desire to like get it all right now. I do this all the time now as it relates to being a full-time mom, having a full-time job, also running a nonprofit, wanting to be really present for my family. And it's like, look, I'd love to add all of these things and do all of these things. Like, we really want cows. We really want to do an addition. There's all sorts of things in my business that I want to do, but I can't start with all of them right now. I can't bite off more than I can chew, because what will happen is, I tease my husband about this all the time. What will happen is, what happens to my husband is that he just has a million unfinished things. And that was me. I had a million unfinished goals. Like, I wanted to wake up earlier. I wanted to be the kind of person who journaled and meditated and worked out and ate well and was fit and lean and all these things. We're going to talk more about this, but just know for now that that is one of the big mistakes people make. Another one is all or nothing mindset. Whoo-wee, did this get me? And honestly, this can be a reflection of biting off more than you can chew. I was either having a great eating day or I wasn't. I was either having a disciplined work day or I was watching DVR'd shows. You can tell, do people even have DVRs anymore? This was 8 years ago or so. It's a trap. It's a trap. And nobody who would describe their way of thinking as all or nothing really believes that it's an effective approach, right? And yet we go with it because we're not really paying attention. We're racing through life on autopilot, living patterns that are familiar and practiced without really being like, there's another option here because this one isn't working. All or nothing. One of my favorite quotes, and I think I put this in Chasing Cupcakes. If not, maybe it's in Tools for the Trenches. But I remind myself regularly, I don't recall off the top of my head who said it, but binary is the opposite of creativity. And binary is like this or that, one or the other. It's black or it's white. It's yes or it's no. I'm in or I'm out. I'm on or I'm off. It's the opposite of creativity. And it's also the opposite of wisdom. Because if I think like dinner options are either we get white fish from the fish market and have broccoli, or we order pizza, that's the opposite of creativity. That's the opposite of wisdom. There are like 100 options in between here or there. And it doesn't have to be either we say, screw it, let's eat crap, or we're eating super clean. There's a million options in between. And that's not just true of food. That's true of working out. It's not either I go to the gym and do a 30-minute workout or I don't do anything at all. I could do a 10-minute workout at home with my body weight. We're going to get into solutions here shortly. I have to keep myself in check because otherwise I try and like get it all in right now. But that's a big one. All or nothing thinking. Tomorrow versus today. I'll start tomorrow. I'm going to take this seriously when the kids go back to school or when the kids are off for the summer or when I get through this project at work or when we get past this event. And I tell myself all the time, listen, my plans for tomorrow are awesome and they also have nothing to do with today. So why am I distracting myself with a pledge for tomorrow? I'm only doing it to let myself off the hook for today. Right? That's just a mistake. It's a problem. And we're going to get to the solution again here in a few minutes, but that pattern doesn't work. I had to learn to get more honest with myself about some of these things that I was saying, some of these ways that I was thinking that were really nothing more than a card I played to give myself a pass. Well, giving myself passes wasn't working. I wasn't happy. I wasn't content. I wasn't living up to my potential or anywhere close to it. It just doesn't work. Tomorrow's great. Your plans for tomorrow, your plans for next week, your plans for when the kids go back to school or when they get out of school for the summer, all of that is great. And none of it has anything to do with the small improvement you're able and willing to make today. Another mistake, and I think that the last one we talked about kind of falls into this umbrella, is fragments of the truth. Little tiny pieces of the truth. Like, I don't have time. Well, but you had time to watch an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours of Netflix. You had time to hit snooze 6 times this morning. You had time to scroll Facebook 4 times today. So you're not really telling the truth. We tell 1/10 of the story, and often a lot less than that. And then we make decisions based on that little bit of information. And I always like to remind myself that I don't want to be a hypocrite. And what I mean by that is I would be level 10 pissed off if my husband gave me 1/10 or 1/5 or 1/20 of the story. I would be furious. Don't do that to me. That is manipulative. It is dishonest. You tell me the whole damn truth. But how can I hold him to that standard and not myself to that standard? 9 times out of 10, when somebody is struggling with consistency, they're not demanding of themselves the whole truth. For example, I just don't even care. I'm so stressed. I'm so tired. I don't even care. What is true is that in this moment, you're frustrated or you're tired or you're overwhelmed. True. But there is so much more to that story. And if you operate based on this emotional and temporary corner of the truth, you are going to go in a direction that you do not want to go. You have to demand more of the truth. What else is the truth? I care a lot. What else is true? This habit, this pattern, this tendency I have to use that line to justify doing something that I almost always feel crappy about the next day is really screwing up my life. I really do care, but right now I'm in a state of mind that is not emotionally sober. And I'm trying to give myself a reason to do something that's going to give me a hit of dopamine and make me feel good for a few minutes and then make me feel like crap. The big mistake, telling just a tiny little piece of the truth. Or another big one, and this becomes more and more of a problem as there's just more books and more podcasts and more people to follow on social media, is that folks are addicted to novelty. You know, a new book comes out about some way of eating that includes like green tea, matcha smoothies in the morning and an eating window of 6 hours or less, and you want to jump on that train. Until, you know, this influencer that you follow says that she's had really great success with the next thing, and then you're like, you know what, I should give that a try. And you're so addicted to the next new thing that you're never really consistent with anything. And I'm all about new information. I love to learn as much as the next person. But I also have to be honest about what it looks like to value consistency more than I value novelty. You know what I'm saying? Two more here. Being really general and vague, like I need to eat better, or I always XYZ. You know, I always say I'm going to get up early, but I never do. Being vague in general is a huge mistake because specificity is really the only thing that's actionable. And we're going to talk more about specificity. But when we say things like, I need to work out more, I need to do better, I need to take care of myself, or I need to be more consistent, those kinds of things are just too vague in general to ever be effective in helping you take action. And then the last one is focusing more on the past, the pattern, or the problem than the solution. And I would say that 99% of the people who reach out to me for help with something, this describes one of the mistakes that they're making. That they are more attached to, more focused on, more upset about the past, the pattern, or the problem than they are the solution. I'll give you an example. I got an email from somebody. It was this past Thursday. And it said, here's a question which you've probably heard 1,000 times. I start out each day with a fresh outlook that today is going to be the day that I'm going to stick to my eating plan and achieve my planned movement exercise. Sometimes I write it down. I work full-time. I'm a full-time caregiver to an elderly pug. I'm taking a class to enhance my workplace skills, and I have to feed my non-cooking husband. By the end of the workday, I'm just so tired. Okay, so what part of that is about the solution? What part of that is specific for today with regards to the solution? Zero. 100% of that is problem-focused. Well, no wonder you feel stuck, right? No wonder it's a struggle. Even when you're reaching out for help, the crux of it should be solution-focused, not problem-focused. And that is a problem that I see again and again and again. But there's actually one more that I want to talk about that might be the biggest. A mistake that people are making when they're struggling to get consistent is not having a habit of reminding themselves throughout the day, every day, of what they want and why. So essentially, the problem is not being in a pattern of constantly reminding yourself throughout the day what you want and why. See, our brains are wired for efficiency, all right? Meaning there's so many things going on from the standpoint of our brains. We've got to blink. We've got to breathe. We've got to move. Our heart has to keep beating. We've got to process input from so many different things. The microwave is beeping and our phone is ringing and a text message just came in. And all of these different things, we have to step in with some intentionality. Otherwise, we go on autopilot. And on autopilot, we just keep doing what we've always done. Autopilot might be a default, but it's not the only option, and it's going to have your days look the way your days have looked before. I have to remind myself constantly that I want to have an exceptional business, that I want to be a present, loving, and attentive mom, that I want to be the kind of person who takes exceptional care of myself and is an example to my kids of health and fitness. If I'm not intentional about those reminders, then the things that are top of mind is like, what's Roman going to have for lunch? And what time is Chris going to be home? And dog needs to go out. So one of the big mistakes that people make is that they don't have a habit in place of reminding themselves throughout the day, every day, what they want and why. You can change that. You absolutely can change that. You can change that today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And when you forget, you can do it the next day. But that lack of consciousness or lack of intentionality is a huge part of it. It's funny. I posted a couple of days ago on Instagram a picture of one of my favorite trees on our property. It's a Coosa dogwood tree. And when it flowers, it is just stunning. These just beautiful white flowers. And the density of the flowers on the tree is just like overwhelming. And I love it. And I posted a picture of it on my Instagram stories. And I was like, the people who owned this property before we did, they were obsessed with trees and flowers and plants and all of these things. And they were so intentional of what they planted where decades ago, so that through the spring and the summer, something is always flowering. You know, a few weeks ago, it was the lilacs, and then it was the rhododendrons, and now it's the Coosa dogwoods. You know, a few weeks ago, it was the orchids, and then it was the peonies, and it's just, it's always something, you know. Then last week, it was the poppies. There's always something, and they were so intentional about that. And after I posted it, it came back to it, and I was like, holy crap, you know, it makes me think about how critical it is that we're that intentional about our lives, you know? It doesn't take a ton of time to be intentional about what you want and why it matters, but if we're not reminding ourselves of this, we're screwed. We're absolutely screwed. It's an easy habit. It's a simple habit to establish. It's a critical one, and most people don't have it. The fact is, anybody can start. We've all started something. But the thing that differentiates folks who get where they're trying to go and those who don't is staying the course. That's the difference maker. And a lot of us don't even know for ourselves. I didn't used to know. Is it even possible? Is it even possible? And it is. You're just probably going to have to unlearn. A lot of times people just add on. I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to get up earlier, and I'm trying to journal, and I'm trying to meal plan, and I'm trying to eat less sugar, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. More often than not, you need to unlearn and undo more than you need to add. And a lot of the things you need to unlearn are the things we just talked about. And I'm going to talk about how to do that. Let's get there now. And we talked about all or nothing being one of the big mistakes. And unlearning that looks like exploring shades of gray when you catch yourself in a moment of considering that all or nothing approach. What are the shades of gray? My stepdaughter was here last week. Yeah, I feel like the last 2 weeks have been like 2 months. It's been crazy. And also 2 minutes. And we went to a farm where you can pick your own stuff. And a couple of the things that were ripe for picking were strawberries and rhubarb. So, of course, we came home with a lot of strawberries and a lot of rhubarb. And she had never made a pie. So she asked if we could make a strawberry rhubarb pie. I'm like, of course. It's probably the second time in my life that I've made a pie. But, you know, I don't get a lot of time with her. She had never done it. Great opportunity to do something together. So we make a pie. And it's not either I eat the pie till it's gone or I have no pie at all. There's not an all or nothing like, oh, I shouldn't, blah, 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 blah. There's shades of gray. I can have a bite of Chris's. I can have one slice on the first day and then not have any of the leftovers. Certainly, I can not have any of it. Certainly, I can have a piece every single day until it's gone. But there are shades of gray in between there. Instead of a big slice, I can have a small slice, right? I can share a small slice with Chris or with his daughter. Like, there's so many different options and shades of gray. I do this with dinner all the time, especially when I'm pregnant, when nothing sounds good, and things that often do sound good are things that are not going to make me feel my best or certainly aren't aligned with my long-term goals, like crackers. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds so good. Well, fantastic. There's no nutritive value there. And, you know, all those carbs metabolized down to sugar, certainly not the best thing for your body. Not going to make you feel the best over the course of 2 hours, but sounds like it would settle my stomach. Even when I'm not pregnant and it's like, pizza sounds amazing, but we plan to have steak and broccoli. Well, it's not either pizza or steak and broccoli, right? It's not either crackers or nothing. There's shades of gray in between. And I practice this with work as well. Oftentimes, I try to identify what things need to get done in a given week. And where I used to plan out my days, oftentimes that's not as an effective approach for me now being a full-time stay-at-home mom, because some days I don't get much time to work and other days I have bigger blocks of time. So what I often do is break out what needs to be done in a week. And I still have a sense of like what I'd like to get done on any particular day. But then that time comes and working is the last thing. Roman goes down for a nap and the last thing in the world I want to do is sit down at my computer. Well, it's not either I do it or I don't. What are all of the options in between? I could take 5 minutes to do something else first. I could take 5 minutes to work and then do something else. I can take a couple things off my list and do two of them instead of the five that I intended to do. Get in the practice of exploring shades of gray and practice in as many areas of your life as possible. I do this with my husband all the time. So he does something and my initial reaction is I'm irritated or I'm annoyed. One response is let it go, put on a smile, say nothing. Another reaction is send an aggressive text message. And I'll ask myself, well, what are the options in between? What are the options in between? And I start to identify at least two middle options, never just one, because when we come up with just one option, it usually reflects our pattern of thinking, which means we're not thinking in new ways. So I challenge myself, if two thoughts come to mind easily, then I want to go for a third that I have to work for a little bit. And one of the beautiful things about community is like, if you're not sure, go over to the Primal Potential Facebook group and say, hey, I'm working on the shades of gray thing Elizabeth talked about. These are the two options I started with. I came up with one in the middle. I want to stretch my brain to think in new ways. What ideas do you have? We can do that. We never have to feel stuck or stumped because we're so close to resources that can help us expand our thinking. So look to explore shades of gray. The second thing that can help us unlearn the tendencies that tend to keep people from being consistent is be very specific. I can't tell you how many mornings I've woke up and thought like, I need to eat better today. Yeah, that's essentially useless because it's not actionable. And when something's not actionable, it's just easy to put off or ignore and move on to the next thing. But when I'm specific and I say, you know, just for today, I'm going to follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which I explain in detail in episode 195. Or I say, just for today, I'm, you know, not going to have any sugar, or I'm going to have vegetables at every meal, or I'm going to drink a gallon and a half of water. That's really actionable. We have to be specific. I never say like, I'm going to get in a workout today. Because it's too vague. And then I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with the gym? When am I going to go? I'm defining exactly what it's going to be. Even if it's as simple as I'm going to do a max incline walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Great. Done. It's specific. It's actionable. We need to be specific. I never say I'm going to work today for an hour after Roman goes to bed. I say I'm going to record this specific podcast after I get Roman down. Or I'm going to write these two specific emails because otherwise we often sit in the like, all right, I'm here. I said I would work. I said I would work out, but like, what am I going to do? And it just takes too much energy. Be very, very specific. Start fresh every single day. Yesterday is gone. Holy Toledo. If I could bottle up the amount of energy that people have associated with what's behind them, like, we could literally have enough energy to run every person's life on Earth. It's insane the amount of energy that is wasted on judgment of yesterday. This is drama. And one of the keys is redirecting drama. And I talk about drama all the time, and I always add this caveat. I know that it's a sensitive word because nobody wants to say, like, I'm dramatic. Most people don't. Some people do, but most people don't think of themselves as really dramatic. But drama, my favorite definition of it, is what we add to the facts. So the fact is you overate this weekend. Great. Move on. It happened. You don't need to add your judgment to it. What you need to do is redirect to the next choice that's in front of you, to where you're going, not how you feel about where you've been. We have to unlearn all of this energy that is wasted in judging what is behind us, because when we do that, when we have all of this energy in judgment of where we've been, what's behind us, what we didn't do, the choice we made, the choice we didn't make, we just have less energy for where we're going. And I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. Of course, our choices matter. They have consequences. But we also don't need to dwell in it, because when we do, I was explaining this on Thursday night during the webinar, it's like standing in quicksand, right? It's a sludge that keeps you stuck when you're just bogged down by the weight of how you feel about what is behind you. Redirect the drama to what you can do now. Start fresh every single day. And then remind yourself what you want and why. Make yourself a note right now. Episode 903 of the podcast. This is the best resource for this one. Episode 903 is the one where we talk about have many reasons, make them strong, revisit them often. I mean, talk about revisiting often. That legitimately might be an episode that you need to listen to twice a week for a while. Because remember what we said a few minutes ago, that your brain is wired for efficiency. And you're just going to operate on autopilot if you don't break in and be like, I need to remember that I want to be an excellent example for my kids. I need to remember that the temptation isn't worth it, that that's not who I want to be. You need to have many strong reasons, not just I want to be smaller, not just I want to make more money, many strong reasons. You have to revisit them often, and they have to be strong. 903 is a great one. I want to quickly share a couple of questions here that help me with the implementation of these things, you know, because they're just concepts until you start to implement them. And then I want to switch gears and talk about what's going on tomorrow, Monday. Here are the questions. What can I do to make this easier? There's always answers. And remember, if you're asking yourself about this with regards to something specific, like eating healthier, working out more, or getting out of debt, and you're thinking, I don't know, and you can't get yourself past that, post it in the Primal Potential Facebook group. You're never stuck unless you want to be. Because you're going to get a ton of answers that'll be very helpful and valuable to you. What can you do to make this easier? What exists between all and nothing? If I could convince myself to follow through, how would I do it? Is there a different version of this story I could tell? Am I being mature and logical in how I'm approaching this? And lastly, how can I be more honest with myself in this moment? I love that question. Oh boy, I love all of them, but that's a good one. So some of you guys might recall that earlier in, well, I guess maybe last fall, I was talking about how I was writing my third book. And my goal was to have it done by July, like, you know, a week from now, July. And I was really excited about a personal goal of having my third book out and published before my 40th birthday. And then I shelved it. I stopped writing. And the reason I stopped writing is because I had to get really honest with myself that I don't feel like people who are struggling to get consistent and the people who have been pursuing a goal for so long and still aren't there yet, they don't need another book, because there are freaking incredible books out there. And I love books, and I will write another book for sure, for sure. But I was like, that's not what they need. That's not what they need. Part of it came from working with folks in my mastermind, and a lot of it came from messages and emails that I was getting from those of you that listen to the podcast and from questions that were coming up in the Primal Potential Facebook group. And I was like, people need things that are immediately actionable in their evening, right? Like a crash course on evening improvements when you feel like for the last 20 years you've been able to win the day but you fall apart at night. Or gosh, there's just so many things that I felt people needed more, like a cheat sheet for unlearning the tendency to drift or disengage after a few weeks. And I had to really slow down and say, if I could put anything at all, because, I mean, there's no limit on what I could theoretically offer. Theoretically, I mean, if I like to play stupid idea time, right? I might think of something that, like, I can't afford to do, or I don't have the time to do, or I couldn't be a full-time mom and offer. Like, but I like to play stupid idea time where everything's on the table. And if I could put together something that would help the people who have read Chasing Cupcakes or Tools for the Trenches and listen to the podcast but are still struggling to implement, what would that be? And the honest answer was, it wasn't a book. And that hurt. It hurt me, because I had this stupid goal. I mean, it's not, no goals are stupid, right? But this selfish goal of having a third book published by the time I was 40. But the honest truth is, I really don't care about that anywhere near as much as I care about helping people in a very true and genuine way who are struggling to get consistent. They know what to do and they have strong reasons to do it, but they're still not executing. And I see that every day. I see it in clients who struggle working with me to really implement. You know, they get it, they understand it, they're highly motivated, but they're not executing, or they're drifting and disengaging after a few weeks. I see that in the Facebook group. I see it in emails I get. I see it in DMs I get. And it was just an easy decision, as much as it stung a little bit, because I was pretty far along on that book and I just don't have the time to do both. But it was a no-brainer in terms of what really matters to me most, which is not three books by some random birthday. What matters to me most is knowing that I'm putting the tools out there. And I feel like with books, and to a large extent with podcasts, what you're asking the reader or the listener to do is bridge the gap between what you just told them and how to implement it in the toughest moments of their day when they feel like they just don't care. So I started looking at, well, what would I be able to give them? What would they really need? What would I have needed when I was eating melted ice cream sandwiches out of the outdoor trash? What would I have needed in that moment to be like, wait, pause, hold up, aside from like somebody living in my house with me? And I really felt like it was specific tools and strategies around consistency and unlearning what keeps us from consistency. And I spent at least 2.5 months going through emails dating back, I think I got back two and a half years in that time, to look at what helped people, what didn't help people, what questions did people have, especially as they were going through things I had already created. And I came up with a list of things that I was like, we can do this together. Things like, I mentioned a couple of them, cheat sheet for unlearning the tendency to drift or disengage, simple ways to win when life gets in the way, a cheat sheet for creating consistency in the evenings, how to reclaim your determination in 3 minutes or less, strategies for simplicity, no matter how many balls you're juggling, how to eliminate resentment and find joy in the journey, realistic reframes, a way to turn your excuses into results, motivation must-haves, a toolkit for your comfort zone, right? Because we've all been in the place where, like, start to see a little progress and we get a little comfortable. What would that look like? I was like, okay, I can do that. And I started doing it. And that's what I've been spending my time doing during nap time for the last several months. And then as I put these tools together, I was like, okay, what could go wrong? And it didn't take long for me to think of the fact that if I put all these tools in your hands, there's going to be people who say, these are all incredible, but I have no idea where to start. Have you ever felt that way? Like, sometimes I feel that way after I go to a business training or I really read an awesome business book. Like, okay, fantastic. I've got 75 ideas. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. And that amount of resource can feel overwhelming. So I was like, well, I could do a personalized jumpstart strategy for every individual. Now, obviously, that means that I can't have it open to everybody everywhere because I can't, you know, from morning to night kick out jumpstarts. But I was like, if people tell me exactly where they're starting, what their goals are, what their common excuses are, with all the tools and the resources that I've created, I can recommend a starting point or two for them. Done. Easy. Got it. That alone, that very one thing alone, I felt like as a super valuable thing, because so many people have all of these ideas and they just don't know where to start. They have all these areas of their life they want to improve and they don't know where to start. And then I was like, okay, well, what else are people going to need for success? Because inevitably, as they get all these tools in their hand or they get their personalized jumpstart strategy from me, they're going to run into questions or challenges or like, I was doing so great, but I lost my steam or something changed in my life. And I was like, well, I can do a one-on-one consistency coaching with one person a week and work through everybody multiple times and make sure that they're anonymous. Like, I strip out any references to people's names and I can share it so that, in fact, those of you that are in the Facebook group have already been a part of this because I asked for some volunteers before this was even a thing, and we were able to get, let me see what some of them, are called, because they're all so different. Like, one of the coaching sessions that you can listen in on, again, with no personal information, is on perfectionist tendencies. Another one is on not feeling worthy of your results. Another one is on lacking belief. Another one is on when the kids come first and you feel like there's nothing left for you. Another one is on the I don't care moments. I mean, they're so, so good. And I was like, okay, I can do that because I know that as we go, people are going to run into obstacles and barriers. So I put it together. And I decided that the most valuable thing would for it to be a growing resource. For example, I've put together all of these like strategies and trainings on evening improvements and all of this different stuff. But if you go in there and you're like, you know what I'm really struggling with is holidays or girls' nights, or I'm really struggling with the I don't care mentality and I haven't found a resource on that, I'm going to create it. And maybe that will look like a one-on-one coaching that we then share with the group, or maybe it looks like a new tool, or maybe it looks like a training, or maybe it's all three. So I decided it needed to be lifetime access because it gets more and more valuable every single week as people share where they're at and we add resource and tools for that. And I rarely do things that are lifetime access, but this one just felt like it just gets more valuable as we go. Now, obviously, with me doing things like the one-on-one and the personalized jumpstart, as I said, it can't be an unlimited amount of people at one time. So I sat down with my husband, I looked at my schedule, and I was like, I can start with 75 people. And that doesn't mean that it's only ever 75, because remember, you have lifetime access. And the personalized jumpstart thing only happens at the beginning. So, plus, you know, I'm having twins. So how does that factor into things? Because I want to continue, not want to, I will continue to be active in this. So what does that look like? So what I decided is that I would open up 75 spots that start Monday. Again, if you, let's say hypothetically that we only had 70 filled on Monday, and next Monday you're like, I just heard the podcast, I really want in. There's nothing time sensitive about it. It's not like, it's literally a collection of resources, deeper dives into a lot of the things we talked about in terms of like, how do we unlearn all or nothing? What does that look like? Or the I don't care mentality, or the addiction to novelty and jumping to new things. There's in-depth resources on that, but there's also this collection of cheat sheets and tools and trainings and all those things, plus the weekly edition of the one-on-one coaching. I mean, so much, right? But none of it is on a particular schedule. So you can come in and get what you want at any point in time, knowing that it's just going to continue to grow and get more and more valuable. And then one of my mentors taught me to do this, and it always has intimidated me a little bit, less so now that I'm a little bit more familiar with it. And I've seen more people using it with great success. I was like, how can I guarantee your results? Because that matters to me. Like, I want you to trust investing in this. How can I do that? Because I believe in this more than anything I've ever done, because I think that it meets people where they're at instead of hoping that they'll do a lot more work to get where I'm at. Not literally, but you know what I mean in terms of teaching. So this is the guarantee. And you should have been on the webinar on Thursday night. My husband was in the chat because he was out of state, and he jumped on to kind of just, you know, be a part of what I was doing. And when he heard this guarantee, he was like, you're officially out of your damn mind. But I'm excited about it, and I stand behind it. I guarantee that you will get results within 30 days of getting your jumpstart response from me. And if you don't, I will coach you one-on-one for no charge until you do. You'll still have lifetime access to this, but I will be your one-on-one coach until you get results. If you find that you don't get results within the first 30 days, that's 30 days starting from when you get your jumpstart back from me. I mean, I was kind of laughing at myself on Thursday because I was like, worst case scenario, you pay for lifetime access to this and you have the opportunity to work with me one-on-one for dramatically less than what that would cost outside of this. So a couple of things. There are 75 spots only. We did fill the dramatic majority of them on Thursday. As of when I'm recording this, I think we have I haven't checked my email in several hours. But there are a small handful of spots left. Let's talk about the dollars. So you do have lifetime access. There is a payment plan. You are getting access to not only the trainings around consistency and unlearning and how to do that. We scratched the surface of that tonight. Plus all of those tools that we talked about, the cheat sheets, reclaiming your determination, evening improvements, all of that kind of stuff. The resources will grow as we go, because I want to hear from you what you need, the one-on-one coaching, and you get access to all of that. I shared with you a couple of the examples there in terms of like perfectionist tendencies. I mean, they're just so rich as resources. I'm crazy excited about that piece of it. 1497, so 1497 for lifetime access if you pay in full. You can also break it into three payments, so $4.99 three times. Initial payment whenever you register, and then 30 days after that is the second, and 30 days after that is the third, plus that results guarantee. If you don't get results within your first 30 days after you get your personalized jumpstart from me, I will coach you one-on-one for no extra charge until you get results. Okay? The 75 spots thing, hopefully I explained why it's so limited just with the one-on-one coaching aspect of it and the personalized jumpstart aspect of it. I really had to limit it. So I hope you understand why. I will plan to open it up again towards the end of the year. I don't know if I will be opening it up for 10 more or for 20 more or for 50 more, just because it depends on when it is and it depends on a number of factors, but that is the plan going into this. And we officially open up access on Monday, but again, please know there's not like we meet every Monday. There's nothing like that that's time bound because this is just a lifetime resource for you. And so, you know, if you're listening to this episode on Tuesday and there happens to be a spot left, that's okay. So make note of this URL right now, primalpotential.com/the-consistency-course. I'm going to say that again, primalpotential.com/the-consistency-course. I will also put that in the show description. At some point, obviously, I'll replace that page with the wait list when we fill up. I will do my best to stay on top of the numbers because I really don't want to go over 75. But I'm also not sitting in front of my computer all day, you know what I mean? But I'm going to keep a close eye on it over the next day or so because I'm sure we will fill up. This morning, I'm recording this episode on Saturday, and a few hours ago this morning, I was on a coffee chat with my mastermind members, and one of them shared that initially she was like, I can't spend that money. And I think over the course of 24 hours, she was thinking about something we've talked about before, which is the difference between cost and value. And she realized that there was far more value for her to get from this than dollars and cents of cost. And I responded to her. I loved that she did that, and I'm pumped to work with her again because she's absolutely incredible. In fact, I've shared her story here on the podcast. Well, actually, it hasn't aired yet, but it will. You'll hear from her. Her story is incredible. I think that comes out in July or August, one or the other. Anyway, but I shared that practice of differentiating between cost and value has changed my life in so many ways. I'm cheap, like super cheap. I like to hoard my pennies and my dollars and cents. And I missed out on a lot of things before I had this practice of evaluating both cost and value, because a lot of times the value far exceeds the cost. So I share that just for you to think about what is the value in this for me, for my life, for my goals, for my growth, and consider that along with the cost. Now, you might feel like the value for you right now is not there, and that's okay. And I just want to reiterate, because inevitably, anytime that I talk about something, whether it's a $17 book or it's something like this that's a lot more than a book, inevitably, somebody says something like, well, that's nice. I can't afford it, blah, 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 blah. And I want to say this. It's not for everybody. In fact, there's only 75 spots. And I have always done more for free than I charge for. Whether that's the podcast, my accessibility and availability in the Primal Potential Facebook group, any number of different things. I mean, I've done so many different free things over the years. And I take that really seriously. I do. And I also take the business side of it very seriously. And I know that it brings forth a different level of effort from people when they invest in themselves. So I understand that it's not for everybody, and I'm glad it's not for everybody because there's only 75 spots right now. And as of when this is airing, you know, far less than that, far fewer than that. But for those people that, you know, get bummed out, I just want to reiterate that I do far more for free than I do charge for. And that's important to me. And I just want you to know that that's important to me. So if you have questions, let me know. I'm excited about the results guarantee. I'm super pumped about that. I'm proud of that. It's something that matters a lot to me. If you go to primalpotential.com/the-consistency-course, you can either grab your spot, or if there's a waitlist up there, definitely get on the waitlist, because my plan as of now is to open up again. I don't know how many it will be for when I open up again, but before the end of the year. So that's the scoop. Hopefully, whether this program is right for you or it's not, you got a lot out of the first 35, 40 minutes of the conversation around consistency and unlearning some of the things that keep people from it. All right. I'm going to go hang with the family. I'll chat with y'all soon.